Hello and welcome to this Grace Baptist Mission Media Podcast. You're going to hear Serving Today, a program for pastors and church leaders. If you're involved in discipling others, or perhaps you teach the Bible one-to-one or in a small group, Serving Today will be relevant for a wide range of believers. Welcome to Serving Today, the program for pastors and church leaders. This is Andrew Cook. I'm delighted that we can be together again. Union with Christ, Clive Boucher continues with the series. The Church Leader as a Pilot, Adrian Reynolds looks at another description from the New Testament. And it's with Adrian Reynolds that we begin here on Serving Today. So far, Adrian's looked at four different words used in the New Testament to describe those in church leadership. He began with a leader as a shepherd, then as a builder. This was followed by the very unusual word picture of the leader as scum or refuse. And last time, he looked at the leader as an athlete. Ian Flanders spoke with Adrian for us and asked him to tell us what word picture he was going to begin considering today. And this is what he said.
Well, my next picture of leadership is a very important one. It's that of a pilot. Let's turn to the Bible to read it. The passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, where the Apostle Paul says this: "And in the church God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues." Now, the word pilot is very unusual. It only occurs a few times, and the one time it really matters is in this verse, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28. Unfortunately, it is often misunderstood.
Now, Adrian, I don't actually see the word pilot in the verse that we've just read together.
You're absolutely right. Our Bible says God has given gifts of administration. Now, I don't know what that makes you think of, but it makes me think of perhaps a clerk who works in an office. Perhaps someone at the railway ministry. His job is to fill in pieces of paper and he sends them to the next office. The next man fills in another part of the paper and sends it to another office and so on. Well, of course, leadership is not like that at all. Although for some people it does turn into that, but that's not what Paul means.
Well, you've just described what you think the word doesn't mean. Can you let us know what you think the word does mean?
Of course I can. The word translated administration in 1 Corinthians 12 is also used in Acts 27, verse 11. This is what we read there. "But the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul had said, followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship." Let's look at that word, the word that's now translated pilot. The pilot is the person who steers the ship, or today, more usually known as the person who flies a plane. That is what Christian leaders are called to be. The pilot's job is to steer the ship or the plane from one place to another. He has to do it safely. He has to do it carefully. He has a responsibility. He may have to deal with all sorts of obstacles along the way: storms, floods, waves, tides, weather. But the passengers trust him to get it right.
So in what ways does the job of the pilot serve as an image to Christian workers and leaders? What are we to learn from this?
Well, first of all, of course, you have to know your stuff. Before a pilot flies a plane, he has to know how it works. He has to know what all the different controls do. Before a pilot guides a ship, he has to know the area. There's never any substitute for knowing your stuff. We have an expression that we use in England. We use it when leaders are not good leaders. When they don't know what they're doing, we say it's like the blind leading the blind.
Could you maybe explain further what this proverb means? I think Jesus used it as well, didn't he?
He did, yes, that's right. He sometimes described the religious leaders in Israel in this way. And what he meant and what we mean is simply this: how can someone be a leader who doesn't know anything themselves? A leader needs to know where he's come from. He needs to know where he's going. He needs to know the best way to get there. And that's true for us as Christian leaders. We need to know the right answers to the questions that people will ask us. It's not enough simply to tell people where to go. It's not enough to say to them simply, "Oh, believe in Jesus." We need to guide them to him. We need to lead them in difficult times. We need to answer their questions, because we're pilots. That, I hope, is why you're listening to Serving Today, so that you can gain some of that knowledge, knowledge that will make you good pilots. The pilot has to have some flexibility. I don't mean flexibility about what you believe. The pilot doesn't jump out of the plane. That must be rock solid. Must never change. I mean flexibility about the route. So think of an aeroplane pilot. He's flying along and there is a storm. He doesn't want to fly through the storm. It's too dangerous. He needs to fly around it or perhaps over it.
So you're trying to say that we need to make adjustments in our plans in order to make them work?
I think that's right, Ian. A pilot needs to be thinking about all this time. It's the mark of a good pilot. And it's the same in Christian work. You can have all sorts of plans. Maybe you've set your heart on accomplishing certain things, but all that may change. And as Christian leaders, we need to be prepared for that and to be prepared to be flexible about what might happen. The Apostle Paul was flexible like this. For example, he tells us that he wanted to go to Spain, but he was arrested in Jerusalem and he wasn't able to go to Spain. But he also wanted to visit Rome, and when he was arrested, he was able to visit Rome, although as a prisoner. He did great work there. So Paul was flexible, and we need to be flexible too.
So then we've learned up to now that Christian leaders, like pilots, are to be both knowledgeable and flexible. Is there anything else we can learn from this picture?
Yes, there is, Ian. Another thing we can learn about excellent pilots is that they are good at working with others. A pilot has certain responsibilities. He can't pass them on to anyone else. He's answerable for them. It's the same with us. God holds us to account for what we do, but he doesn't want us to do everything. Imagine a plane. The pilot can fly the plane, but he can't load it up as well. He can't mend the engines. He can't feed the passengers. He can't collect the tickets. We all need people around us to support us. Now, some of you may be ministering alone in various places. Never mind. Once people are saved, you need to use them. Don't try to do everything yourself. That's not what a good pilot does.
And that's why the picture of the body is so good. That's what Paul says, isn't it, to the church in Corinth, that the church is like a body. It has many parts, but all the parts need to work together.
Yes, Ian, you're absolutely right, and that's how it should be in the church. Everyone is needed. Everyone has a role to play, and we should work together and be able to get on. The image of the pilot shows that Christian leaders help to make sure that each believer is involved in helping. He should make sure that people are working well together.
And is there anything else you want to add?
Yes, Ian, there's one last thing, if I may. A pilot also has authority. He's in charge of what happens on his plane. But a pilot's authority does not come from himself. A pilot has authority because of whom he works for. He's been given responsibility by the airline company. He can't just fly where he likes. We work for God and our authority comes from him. Our authority really comes from God's word. We must never forget that. When we speak God's word, we do so with authority. But it's not us that can tell people what to do. It's the Bible that instructs them. Now, a pilot who abuses his authority is sacked. Imagine, for example, if a pilot ignored the air traffic controller. There could be a disaster. He has to obey his authority in order to be a good pilot. And so must we. So being a Christian leader is like being a pilot.
Well, Adrian, up to now in this series, at the end of each discussion, you've asked us some questions to help us how to apply the lessons to our own ministry and our own situations. Are you going to do that again for us today?
Yes, I've got some questions for you today, Ian, and for all of us to think about. I'll be thinking about these myself. First of all, what will happen if a pilot is not very well trained? What could the consequences be? Secondly, what happens to a pilot who always works on his own? Thirdly, just to remind yourself, where does a pilot get his authority from? And then finally, what is the main way that a pilot should guide people?
Previously, here on Serving Today, we began looking at what we share with Christ in our union with him. And last time, we thought about the fact that believers share a destination with Christ. Here's Clive Boucher to tell us what's next.
We're thinking about how the believer's journey is like Jesus' journey, aren't we, Andrew? And today we're going to talk about shared dying and rising. We're in John chapter 12, verses 20 to 28. And if Jesus' words, "You are in me and I am in you," describe us as people, then our living and our loving in this world will be shaped, albeit imperfectly, like Jesus' life and love. That is, if we're connected to Jesus, if we're in union with him, our lives will be shaped both by him and like him. In verse 24, Jesus is speaking about the effect of his own death.
Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
We see again, don't we, that his death on the cross is the means or channel, we might say, through which fruitfulness and life come to those who know and trust Jesus. Those who know, worship and serve him must follow on his journey. That's what verse 26 is saying. And that journey, as we know, led to a sacrificial death.
Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honour the one who serves me.
We travelled the same journey as Jesus, the same way, laying down our lives in this world, dying to self-interest, and so bringing life to others. Verse 25.
Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
This is what Jesus' journey was like. This is Jesus' pattern. This is the pattern of missional love. And notice it isn't some super spiritual optional extra. Only those who travel this way with Jesus find true everlasting life. That's what verse 25 is saying. They not only die with Jesus, as we've described, but wonderfully they also experience resurrection life with him. They share his destination with the Father. They enjoy Jesus' presence both now and in the life to come. Verse 26 here and chapter 14, verse 3.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
We can look forward to being honoured by the Father and sharing the experience of Jesus' glory. That's what we read about in John chapter 17, verses 22 and 24.
I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world.
And so, Andrew, where we're headed is into enjoying that Father-Son relationship, which has been there since before anything was created. And just notice, Jesus doesn't save us reluctantly. He says here, I want, Father, those you have given me to be with me where I am. He wants us to see his glory and to participate in that. And that is wonderfully hopeful.
And there we must leave it here on Serving Today. This is Andrew Cook saying goodbye. May the hope of sharing in Jesus' glory encourage us as we serve him. Well, we hope you enjoyed listening to Serving Today, a podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission radio team. There are a number of ways to get in touch. Our email address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. Find us on Twitter @servingtodaygbm. Or you can search our web catalogue at www.gbm.org.uk/radio. Thanks for listening and goodbye.